This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:15 on the evening edition, and we are talking about the disinfection and cleaning operations nationwide. And we are now joined by Associate Professor Dr. Rafza Ahmadzaki, a public health medicine specialist at the Department of Social and Preventive Medicine at University of Malaya. Dr. Rafza, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me to the show.
All right. So what are your thoughts on the efficacy of the ongoing efforts to disinfect public spaces?
Actually, before I start, I think first we need to understand on the mode of transmission for COVID. Mm-hmm. I think by now, all of us already know that this COVID-19 is spread by tiny droplets that is released from the nose and mouth of infected person. Mm-hmm. So since COVID-19 is not an airborne disease, so the main mode of spread is through their respiratory droplets. So this is most likely when the person touches their mouth or nose or saliva, and then they touch other objects. So going back to the question on the effort of disinfecting public spaces, actually, I support the good effort of some organization to do this. However, we need to ensure that appropriate place or surfaces that has been disinfected rather than generally random do a spray, because this actually will do, this will waste our resources.
One of the key points for debate here is whether or not there's a need to disinfect roads. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay. The reason we disinfecting something is actually to kill any germ or virus on the area. So the area or surfaces that need to be cleaned is actually the area that we touch frequently, or the area that is supposed to be clean. So, for example, a room, office that has been exposed to positive case. So, in the case of disinfecting road, I feel that there's no need for us to do that, because in a normal daily activity, nobody is going to touch the roads with their hands and then without washing hands or anything. So that is my opinion on that.
Okay, so on that note, is mass disinfection generally found to be effective? And I'm hearing loud and clear from you that it seems that perhaps mass does work, but it needs to be quite targeted into the specific spots you choose to clean.
Yes, this public disinfection may be useful only if we suspect there's a source of a spread in particular specific areas. So if we know that there's a positive case in office, then we need to disinfect that particular office area. So, yes, if the appropriate surface and places has been disinfected. However, I mean, with the current situation, with the MCO period, I think the best is for us to keep home and keep social distancing if we need to go out. So, plus, the most important is it's actually we need to practice good personal hygiene. So, I would say that the most priority is actually still the personal hygiene rather than do a mass disinfection at the moment.
On that note, in terms of hygiene, how effective are disinfection sprays as opposed to wiping down surfaces to disinfect?
This depends on where you're applying it, the procedure, or what chemical you use. Like if we say like spraying, using an alcohol spray to our hands, and then we clean our hands, or we use a white alcohol to clean our hands, I think that will work the same way. So, but if you wipe the surface of something, what we'll do, it will clean at the same time, because cleaning is mainly just removal of the dirt or any impurity. Mm. It can remove some of the germ, but it does not kill it 100%. So by doing a disinfection, you will use chemical to kill the germs and preventing any spread of infection.
Right, but I guess in a way, do you think the whole act of disinfecting public spaces also serve as a form of reassurance to the people?
Honestly, I don't think that the main aim, what are they conducting at the moment is actually just for reassuring. But I think the idea of disinfecting some of the public area is good. However, the implementation of this activity needs improvement. So they should have a clear guideline and protocol or procedure on how to conduct the cleaning and where is the target area. We cannot just do a random spray and we expect that will help. So to help that procedure to be effective, we need to have a clear guideline and protocol for this.
So what type of areas do you think should be targeted for disinfection?
If you talk about a public area, we should target community facilities such as public transport, public transit or station, public hall, or even a mosque where common people use, but we expect that area to be clean. So that is the area that we should target. And then the process, as I mentioned, is not just by random spray. We need to focus on surfaces that are frequently touched by hand that is most likely to be contaminated. You know, for example, like doorknob, handrails, the lift, elevator buttons, the switches. So that is the specific places that we need to be focused on rather than just by spraying randomly.
You know, I've seen some perhaps apartment buildings, for example, introducing ways in which you can keep your hands clean, right? They put a toothpick up for you to use that you can later dispose. And I guess on a personal level, for some people, they might actually be bringing around tools that might help them push some buttons without them having to, you know, get to their floor using their fingers or something. Do you recommend maybe perhaps bringing around your own set of toothpicks, for example?
No, actually, my recommendation would be bring a hand sanitizer lah. So you touch, you just clean your hand rather than touching the item with it. Then the item will become exposed. Then you still touch the item. So it's better to have the hand sanitizer with you.
Right. Then, finally, how often should disinfection take place in public areas as we continue to tackle the pandemic?
Okay, when we're talking about disinfecting public area, as I mentioned before, I don't also recommend a general spraying of disinfection. We should have a targeted area. So, for example, if we say that we want to disinfect an office or a common meeting area or conference area, the general recommendation for cleaning is actually do it twice a day. So the same, like if you want to do a cleaning for the handrail, the lift, elevator, so the best is to do it twice a day.
Dr. Rafsa, before we let you go, how are you dealing with everything that's going on?
We try our best to keep everything under control. So, but my team task mainly is actually to protecting our healthcare worker because as a public health specialist, we are actually monitoring the health of our emergency doctor, the infectious doctor who actually directly deal with the patient. We actually monitoring their health and make sure they are not getting infected from the illness.
Dr. Rafsa, thanks so much for your work and for those insights as well. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay.
You just heard from Dr. Rafsa Ahmadzaki, a public health medicine specialist at the Department of Social and Preventive Medicine at University of Malaya. Well, she was talking to us about the efficacy of the disinfection and cleaning operations nationwide. Some we are seeing using just cleaning the main roads, which has been called out for not being the most effective use of resources. And also the most effective way of curbing the spread of the coronavirus. And just to dial back very quickly to a message we did back at 5:30 about how you can reclaim your space at home, especially now that we are spending so much more time there. Janie says, don'ts for DIY at home during this MCO period. Don't start painting jobs as the off-gassing weakens the lungs. I just went through this period before CNY, Chinese New Year. Even if you have very good low odor paint, the whole family being at home, not so much a good idea. Now, as for a do tip on the DIY, clean and dust your fridge motor area like you would for your aircon. Get out the screwdriver and vacuum inside. It extends the fridge's lifespan and cools down the motor area. Janie, thanks so much for sending that in.
Very useful.
Yeah. Indeed. As always, if you have any thoughts, you can send those through 7733 2900. on anything at all, really. If you have any tips on ways we can improve our personal space at home, or tips on perhaps, say, well, how you can better manage domestic relationships, contrary to what the Women, Family and Community Development Ministry is saying, send us through 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now for some music, it's Only Heather with Wild Nothing. Wild Nothing, this is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.